The Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Daf Nun Amud Beis, teaches us Amar Rav Yehuda Shachach v'hichnas oichlan tarpiv, that somebody put food into his mouth with beloy bracha without having made a bracha. Mesalkan l'tzadach v'mefarach. So Gemara says what he should do is push the food to one side of his mouth, and so should he make the bracha. Of course, before we begin our shiur today in discussing the halachas, if someone ate food or drank beverages without making a bracha, what should he do? It's important to mention how important it is to make a bracha. We learned in our Gemara Masechta Brachos on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Kol Hanenem Olam Haza B'loi Bracha. If somebody has any enjoyment from this world without having made a bracha, he is kilu moil b'kotche kotchim. It's considered as if he transgressed the aveira amila uki ilu goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha that he owes Hashem uKnesses Yisrael. He causes all of Knesses Yisrael to suffer, our panasa, our livelihoods are at stake. And the Gemara continues, V'chover hu l'shmashchis, he is considered a colleague of a terrible Rasha, of Yeravim ben Nevat, shehishchis es Yisrael, levim v'shemayim. That no Yeravim ben Nevat was a chayta machtes arabim, and this person is considered in the same category. That a person who doesn't make a bracha is putting all of Klal Yisrael at great risk. And on the other hand, the Pele Yoyitz teaches us, Ve'al yachshiv odom li'ibud zman. A person shouldn't think he's wasting his time. Mash mis'asek binyonim elu la'alam nis'am v'espnei b'yisoy das l'skoysam. That he takes from his time to teach his family in Klal Yisrael Hilchus Brachos. Kimalonu mizman umamin. What is the purpose of us having any time on our hands or having money available to us? Im loy lasas ritzoyin v'nachas ruach liyotzreinu. The purpose of our being here is to bring nachas to Hashem, and making a bracha is what brings nachas to Hashem. The Reishis Chochma and Shara Hava, Perik Yud, says, Tzorach liyus, hodem liyus sameach, b'yoyis mevarach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person is supposed to be besimcha, rejoicing, as he makes a bracha to Hashem. Ma'mavarach besimcha v'toiv leiv, and somebody who does make a bracha in such a fashion, nasa ma'kova l'shchina l'meidas ha'chesed. He brings chesed to the world in this way. And so does Reb Chaim Vital say in the name of the Arizal, Iker hasogus ha'odom el ruach ha'kodesh, how a person can be zoiche to ruach ha'kodesh, a'idei kavonus ha'odom v'zihirus b'chol birchus anonim, by a person being careful to make birchus anonim properly, he purifies himself. He becomes a person worthy to receive kedusha. And the Mishnah Brura, in fact, in Siman Kuf Bei Hei, quotes the Sefer Chinuch, that somebody who's careful in brachas is zoicher to have panosa his entire life in a very respectful way. And the Sefer Ma'ar v'Shemesh says, the pasuk says, Uverich es lachmcha v'smeimecha, el teich ubirich el uberich. By us making brachas, the pasuk says, we're zoicher to lecha v'mayim, we're zoicher to panosa, and the pasuk continues, Vasiroisi machla bikabecha, there won't be any disease, L'siya machshe levakar ba'atzcha es mispa yamecha amalei. We will be zoicha that there won't be any women that won't have children, that will chas v'shalom miscarry, and we will be zoicha tarichas yomim. All by being careful in Hilchas Brachas. But our Gemara discusses this individual who forgot to make the bracha. So the Gemara began by saying Masalkal Tzad Echad. He should put the food to one side and make the bracha. But then the Braisa Gemara continues with a three-way machloikis. Three different braises, not a machloikis, but three different braises. Tanya Chod the boiler. The one braisa says that when somebody took food without making a bracha, he should swallow that food. V'tanya idach polton, he should expel that food. V'tanya idach masalkon, and one braisa says that he should put it to the side of his mouth. Says the Gemara Loi Kasha, how do we reconcile these seemingly three different braises, this machlokes? Says the Gemara Hada Tanya Bolon, the braise that says that they should be swallowed is b'mashkin, is referring to liquids that cannot be expelled and then eaten again and taken back into the body again once they've been expelled. And there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim with very significant halachic ramifications of how to understand this braise. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel both understand that this braisa is referring to an individual, to both saying that the person who took the liquids into the mouth and now pulp boilon should swallow it, this person shouldn't make a bracha. But Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel have very different understanding as to why he shouldn't make the bracha. Rashi seems to understand that it's impossible to make a bracha while you have liquid in your mouth. You have to be able to pronounce the bracha. And if you have liquid in your mouth, it's impossible for you, obviously, to pronounce the bracha. Rabbeinu Chananel has a very different approach. Rabbeinu Chananel's approach is that a person who has liquid in the mouth, once the liquid is in your mouth, and as we just said a moment ago, if you have liquid in your mouth, you can't expel that liquid and then swallow it again. That's not an option. So now that liquid is no longer a food. And you only make bracha on food, not on something which is no longer in the category or in the status of being a food. If we were to explain the machloikis of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel in yeshivish terms, the way to explain it is, the Rashi says it's an issue with the gavra. I, who have liquid in my mouth, cannot make a bracha. And Rabbeinu Chananel says it's an issue with the cheftza. This liquid is no longer qualified to have a bracha made on it. What is the nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. The nafkamina is, if you don't have that much liquid in your mouth, that it's impossible for you to recite a bracha. What should you do? According to Rashi, you should make the bracha. Because according to Rashi, the entire issue here is that when I have the liquid in my mouth, it's impossible for me to say a bracha. But if it's somehow possible for me to say a bracha while I have the liquid in my mouth, of course I should say the bracha. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, this liquid is not a liquid that requires a bracha. And therefore, even if it's somehow possible for me to make the bracha, he shouldn't make the bracha because it's a food that isn't capable for making a bracha. Another nafkamina will be if somebody is in such a situation where it's impossible for him to make the bracha, his mouth is full of liquid, should he at least be maharer? Should he think of a bracha? According to Rashi, of course he should be maharer the bracha. Because Rashi holds that he's mechuyev in the bracha. He's obligated to make a bracha. He just can't make the bracha because his mouth is full. But if at all possible, he should at least be mahara the bracha. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, he shouldn't be mahara the bracha. Why shouldn't he be mahara the bracha? Because he's entirely not mechuyev to make the bracha. The Ravid, however, has a very different understanding of this Gemara. And the Ravid says that the Gemara here is referring to an individual who has his mouth full of the liquid. Of course, he can't make the bracha when his mouth is full of the liquid. So the halacha is that he should swallow the liquid and then make the bracha. But there's a machloikas rishonim how to understand the opinion of the Ravid. There are those that explain that what the Ravid means to say is that he should, that he has a chi of bracha even though he already drank, finished the liquid. According to the Rush, the pshat in the Ravid is because he realized while the liquid was still in his mouth, oi, I have this liquid in my mouth, I didn't make the bracha. Now, it's impossible for him to make the bracha when the liquid is in his mouth. It's impossible for him to expel that liquid and drink it again. So therefore, Chazal allowed him to make the bracha after he swallows that liquid. But again, there's a very fundamental machlokes here. What would be if he only recognized that he didn't make the bracha until after he swallowed the liquid? According to the first pshat, it doesn't make a difference. He can make the bracha even after he swallowed the liquid. According to the second pshat, the pshat of the Rosh, he could only make the bracha if he realized while the liquid was still in his mouth, oi, I didn't make a bracha. But if he only realizes it after he swallowed, then even the Ravid would agree that he shouldn't make the bracha. The Ritva, in explaining this Gemara, and this is the Halacha, says this entire discussion is only with an individual who shachach, as the Gemara clearly indicates. He forgot. But if somebody bemazed took food into his mouth without making a bracha, you have to expel that food. There's also interesting discussion that the Mishnah Brura discusses in Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, where we have this halacha mentioned. It says, shachach v'hichnas mashkin l'toich pei b'lai bracha. If somebody put liquid into his mouth without making a bracha, boilon, he should swallow them, v'einim v'aruch alayim bracha rishayna, and he could no longer make a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch is clearly paskening, either like Rashi or Rabbeinu Chananel. Hagah, the Ramah, says, v'yesh ayim d'me v'aruch alayim, that you should make a bracha v'chei nir ikka. And the Ramah says that he's quoting the Rashba, b'shem arayiv v'arosh. The Ramah's following the opinion of the Ravid. It's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Brura, we know that normally when there's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Ashkenazim follow the opinion of the Ramah. Here the Mishnah Brura says, v'das roiv ha'poiskim k'dei v'shoina. Most poiskim agree with the first opinion, she'enem v'arach rach bracha achroina. He should only make a bracha achroina, im shosa kishir, v'kein hiskim el yirabah. That we follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Furthermore, there's a discussion here in the Achroinim. What is the halacha? When is this halacha said? There are many paiskim that suggest that this halacha is only said in a situation where I have no other liquid to drink. But if I have other liquid to drink, I should certainly expel the liquid in my mouth that I took into my mouth without a bracha and drink that other liquid. However, if that's the case, we have to think this through. Because Rashi was concerned that why shouldn't he expel it? Because it's a bizi oichlim. So here, if I'm expelling the food, it's not a bizi oichlim, it's a bizi oichlim, I'm expelling it. And that's why the Paiskim aren't quite certain if it should be expelled. But the Paiskim teach us the following. I said a moment ago that a person under these circumstances should be maharer the bracha. He should think the bracha in his mind. Say the paiskim, what would be the halacha if I have liquid in my mouth? I can't recite a bracha, my mouth is full of liquid. If I'm going to be maharer the bracha, which we suggested according to Rashi is what should be done, and now I have more liquid to drink, now I have a problem. Because maybe I shouldn't make the bracha. Because maybe I was yoytze the bracha ready with hirur. Because it's a question if you could be yoytze the bracha with hirur. On the other hand, that's not the lechatchila, the good way to make a bracha. And that's why the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah, seems to go in that direction as well. That if he has other liquid available to him, he should expel what's in his mouth. Not be mahara or bracha on it. Just expel what's in his mouth. And afterwards, make a bracha properly and drink the liquid that you have. The Paiskim do, however, make a very interesting observation. The Gemara continues to say, Hadatanya Paltan, the brice that says you should expel it, b'midat loy mimis, something that doesn't get disgusting by expelling it. Hadatanya Misalkan, the brice that says that you should push to one side, b'midat the mimis, something that will be repulsive if I expel it and then swallow it again. Ask the Gemara, b'midat loy mimis, even with something that doesn't get repulsive, why do I have to expel it, make the bracha, and then put it back into my mouth? Why not namilus lakinel tzarecha levarech? Why not just put it on one side of my mouth and make the bracha? To which the Gemara says, Tergma, Rav Yitzchak kaskasa kamed Rav Yosi bar Ovin mishmeid Rav Yochanan, mishum shenema yimali pi tilasecha. A person, when he makes a bracha, should have his mouth completely available to the bracha. And here I won't have my mouth available completely to the bracha because I have food in the mouth. Ask the Paiskim, what should I do if I have food in my mouth and it's a type of food, I would guess most food is that type of food, that I don't want to expel it and put it back into my mouth. But I have other food available to me. So what should I do? Should I expel this food, end up throwing out that food, and then make a bracha on other food? Or should I at least push the food to one side of my mouth, make the bracha, or be it not the preferable way to make a bracha? Because our Gemara is clearly teaching us that the way to make a bracha is to make a bracha with your mouth full, available completely for the bracha, but not lose the food. So the Paiskim say it's better to push the food to one side of your mouth, even though it's not going to be the best bracha possible, rather than to let the food go to waste. Only by the liquid, where this option isn't available, did they say, should you expel the food if you have other liquid available to you. So, right now we were up to is that the Shulchan Aruch, at least, is teaching us that under this circumstance, a person should, if he realizes that the liquid he realizes he didn't make a bracha while the liquid is in his mouth, he should either expel the liquid if he has other liquid to drink available. If he can't expel that liquid, he has no other liquid available to him. So what he should do is either be mahara the bracha, if he should recite the bracha if it's possible, or be mahara the bracha. But if he already swallowed it, we paskin that you can't make the bracha afterwards. But then it's interesting to note, the Gemara continues with a question. Bar minei Rav Chisda, they asked Rav Chisda the following question. Misha ocha v'shasa, if somebody ate and drank v'loy birech and didn't make a bracha, ma shivarech, what's the halacha, can he make a bracha? And Rashi says, la'acha achila v'shtia. Rashi here is teaching us that this Gemara is referring to a situation different than the previous Gemara. In that Gemara, it seems Rashi's referring to a situation that you realized that you didn't make a bracha when the liquid is in your mouth. Here we're referring to a situation where the person already finished eating, and as the Mefarshim explained, it's referring to an individual that that doesn't have any other food available to him, or he already washed my machronim And we know once you wash Shemayim Achronim, we learned earlier in our Masechta, you're obligated to bench. You have no option to go back to eat. And the Gemara's question is, can you still make a Bracha Rishayna? Amalu, to which Rav Chisda responded, Misha Ochel Shum, V'reichoi Noidif, Yachse, V'yoichel Shum, Acher Kedei Shei Reichoi Noidif. If somebody ate garlic and he has bad breath, should he eat more garlic to do so? So, the Mefarshim is saying that it seems that what Rav Chisda is saying is that of course he shouldn't make a bracha. It would be a bracha l'batala. And then the Gemara continues. Am Ravina. So Ravina says, Hilcha chafilu gomu sudasa yachsav yivarech. Even if he finished his meal, he should make a bracha. And Ravina brings a raya, which we'll maybe speak about later. But this Gemara, according to Rashi, before we go deeper in understanding the Gemara, there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim, Rashi and other rishonim, to what is the situation that the Gemara here is referring to. As we just said, Rashi clearly understands that the Gemara is referring to a situation where somebody finished eating, and the Gemara's question is, if somebody finished eating, can he still make a bracha? That's Rashi's pshat. Other Rishonim say that clearly can't be the Gemara's question. There's no question that after someone finished eating, you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha after you finished eating. The discussion of the Gemara here is, what can you make the bracha in the middle of the meal, and can you make the bracha in the middle of the meal? The question, of course, is, if that's pshat in the Gemara, what's the Gemara's question? Why shouldn't you be able to make a bracha in the middle of the meal if you still have food left? And we'll speak about that in a moment. But before we go further in understanding what was the Gemara's question, is it possible to make a bracha after you finished eating? Or is it not possible to make a bracha after you finished eating? The machlokes really is a very fundamental machlokes, because the machlokes really depends on what is the reason Chazal said that we have to make a bracha. There's a Rashi early in our Masechta, on Daf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara that we spoke about earlier speaks about the halacha bracha. So Rashi says, Svarihi, when Rashi speaks about Birchas HaNenah, the kivin, the nena, since a person had hanah, tzorach lahoydus l'misha baruch. So Rashi clearly is teaching us that the point of bracha is to thank Hashem for, it's a brachas haidah, to thank Hashem for giving us this food. And therefore, of course, l'chatchila, the bracha should be made before he eats, but the halacha is that if you make the bracha afterwards, it's also fine. On the other hand, if we look in the Rambam takes a different approach to understanding brachas. Svarihi, says Rambam, also lahenes b'olam has the b'lay bracha, that the pshat in the bracha is medivrei soifrim, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Brachas, halacha beis, Levorach al komach al tchila, to first make a bracha on the food you're going to eat, v'ach kach yimeno. V'afilu, neskaven lechel alishtus kolshu, even if it is your intention just to eat a little, levorach v'ach kach yena. He should make the bracha and afterwards eat. V'kah anena b'loi bracha, because if you eat or have anah from something without making a bracha, mal. So the Rambam is teaching us a very different approach to bracha. The Rambam is saying is that without making a bracha, you're not allowed to eat. The bracha gives us permission to eat. So in other words, the machloikis of the Rishayim here, so what the Gemara's question is, can you make a bracha after you eat? You finished completely eating. Or that for sure is not the Gemara's question. Really depends on what brachas are all about. Are brachas just an ability to be allowed to eat? If that's pshat in a bracha, then you can't make a bracha, of course, after you finished eating. Rashi's opinion, however, is that the pshat of a bracha is a thank you to Hashem. But if it's a thank you to Hashem, you can thank Hashem even after you ate. The only question is that how do we understand what Rashi is saying, that the Gemara is speaking about making a, we have to understand each approach of the Rishayim. According to the Rishayim, let's say that the Gemara is referring to a situation where he made, where he's still in the middle of eating and he still has food available to him. And the Gemara's question is, can he still make a bracha? The question is, why not? So the Madani Yontif explains that the Gemara's question, according to those Rishayim, is that I'm in the middle of eating, realize that I didn't make a bracha on the first part of my meal, but now I'm going to make a bracha on the second part of my meal. And the Gemara's question is, will that bracha that I make on the second part of my meal be effective even for the first part of my meal? Or is what was eaten already lost? And that food will have been eaten without having made a bracha. How do we understand Rashi's opinion? That according to Rashi, a person finished making a bracha, or finished eating, and he still should be able to make a bracha, how could, especially in light of the previous Gemara. So the Mefarshim have a number of ways of trying to understand Rashi's pshat. One is that the difference between this Gemara and the previous Gemara, just the way the Zera Emes explains, is very different. Because in the previous Gemara, the person realized that he didn't make a bracha while the food was still in his mouth. And Rashi said that he has now a difficulty. He can't make a bracha while the food is in his mouth, because his mouth is full of the liquid that cannot be expelled. And on the other hand, he realizes when the food is in the mouth. But in a case where he realizes after he swallowed, there it may be, that's this Gemara. And this Gemara is teaching us that it's very different. It's different when you realize when the food is in your mouth versus when you realize when the food is already swallowed. The Tzlach has a very different explanation of this Gemara's question. He's saying that Rashi clearly, l'shitasoi, holds that a person can make a bracha even after he finished eating. Why can a person make a bracha after he finished eating? As we've been explaining. Because his opinion is that, like Rashi is l'shitasoi, that a bracha is only a berachas haidah. And since it's a haidah, you can thank Hashem even after you ate. But as the Magen Avraham points out, we're going to have now a very interesting situation. He finished eating. He didn't make a bracha rishayna. And now he's going to make a bracha rishayna. And he also is obligated to make a bracha achrayna. Because even if you didn't make a bracha rishayna, that certainly doesn't absolve you from making a bracha achrayna. And the Gemara's question now is, can someone make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna, these two brachas, one right after the other? Because when Chazal taught us Hilchas Brachas, they taught us that you make one bracha before you eat and another bracha after you eat, but not two brachas, one right after the other. And in fact, the Magen Avraham, in answer to this question, says there's a nafkamina between when you're going to be making a, when you ate a food for which you make an ala michya, versus when you eat a food for which you make a bari nefashis. Because as we've discussed in our shiurim, there are rishonim that hold that ala michya is a daraisa. A bari nefashis is certainly only a drabonim. And now we could understand very well. If there's a question of a bracha daraisa, bracha achrona daraisa, so then you make a bracha rishonah and a bracha achrona after you ate, one right after the other. If, on the other hand, it's going to be a bracha derabanan, there clearly what you should do is only make the bracha achrona and not the bracha rishonah. But as we said earlier, we follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that if you already finished eating and you have no other food available to you, or you already washed mayim achronim, or you said havlo v'nevarech, you only make a bracha achrona, you wouldn't make a bracha rishonah. It's also interesting to point out that this discussion we've had is only regarding Birchas Hanenin. Why? Because Birchas Hanenin is a bracha of thanking Hashem, according to Rashi, and you can thank Hashem even after you ate. But when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, where the bracha has to be made before you perform the mitzvah, let's say somebody performed the mitzvah and then realized that he didn't make a bracha, there the Paiskim suggests that Certainly, you cannot make a bracha after you do a mitzvah, unless it's a mitzvah that you're still doing. So in other words, if somebody forgot to make a bracha before he put on tefillin, or before he put on the talis, he could still make a bracha afterwards because he is still wearing the tefillin or still wearing the talis. But let's say somebody shechted an animal without making a bracha, and then afterwards he realized that he didn't make a bracha, that cannot be corrected. There is a machloikis achroinim if somebody didn't make the bracha by the birchas hamitzvahs before he did the mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah that he's still doing, like talis or tefillin, can he still make a bracha if it's toich kedei dibur of having done the mitzvah? The Pri Chodesh says that he could still make the bracha if it's toich kedei dibur of having done the mitzvah. However, the Krasi Plasi and other achroyim say that once you already did the mitzvah, it can't make a bracha. And one of the rayas they bring is from our Gemara, because our Gemara doesn't mention any nafkamina if realizing that you didn't make a bracha was toich kedei dibur of not of eating or not. So we see that when it comes to ches brachas, there is no concept that I could still correct it toich kedei dibur.